Jimmy Koplik. Good morning.
Hey, good morning.
Jimmy!
I heard you Friday. I didn't get a chance to see you. You left before I arrived, but it was nice to hear you on the radio in the afternoon.
Yeah.
And that Sammy Hagar show was something else, wasn't it?
It was amazing.
Yes, it was great. And it was good to see AJ without a mask finally.
Yep.
Yes.
He said, oh, that's what face looks like.
Yeah. No, you have teeth. I didn't even know he had teeth.
Yeah, I know. Most folks don't.
But it was nice. Yeah, what a show.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thorogood sounded great. Hagar was amazing.
Yep.
You know, we did, thanks to Bozzy for setting it up, we did, it was literally a two-minute interview with Sammy Hagar, but it wasn't just Sammy Hagar. It was your buddy, Tom?
Tom Consola, my college buddy who's Sammy's manager and REO's manager.
Awesome.
Yes.
I knew him in college.
He was great. So he puts his phone on speaker, and the whole band was in the bus.
The whole circle.
And, yeah, they, you know, they sounded like 20-something-year-old guys who just released their first album,
right,
who were excited to be on the road. They had that energy.
All a gush.
Well, it was the first show. Let's talk to them in the 25th show, and I think they'll all be tired of it.
What do you want? Give us a long.
We did keep it a secret. They did rehearse at Oakdale for 3 days before they went over to Bridgeport. So they were in town for 3 days.
Okay, because Tom slipped that out. I think that it was okay at that point because they were done.
Yeah.
Yes.
And they were, you know, they left. They were in the bus actually driving from Oakdale. Bozzy's hysterical because we talked to him that day. Was it that day? It was Friday morning.
Yeah,
Friday morning. So, yes.
Yeah. You were asking about how many tickets were left. Yeah.
You know, can we get Jimmy the audio? Can you find this, Phil?
Of Bozzy?
Bozzy?
Yeah.
At 9 o'clock Friday morning. So I asked him, hey, so I heard that, you know, Sammy and the Circle were rehearsing at the Oakdale. Pause. He goes, I don't know anything about that. He goes, I didn't hear any noise. And then he said the funniest thing. I knew, like, he's full of it. He goes, well, maybe they were just practicing rolling their equipment in.
Oh my goodness.
Why would you do that? It was a valiant attempt, though. I'll give it that.
He was good. He wasn't. I think he thought, I'm not going to be the one who gets this out there.
Yeah, he's no rat.
Jimmy's not going to be mad at me today.
He's no rat.
He's easy to get mad at.
Oh.
So that's wild. So
yeah, we couldn't do it. Yeah, because we wanted to do it in Bridgeport, actually. But, you know, when you have an outdoor venue and the threat of rain like today, the way it is outside, you can't rehearse on a day like today.
No.
So they needed the rehearsal. So we needed to find an indoor venue. So we, of course, suggested Oakdale, which is 30 minutes away.
Wow.
And said, you know, spend your time at Oakdale.
Yep.
And what do you tell the staff? No cell phone, no, don't text anyone this.
Yeah, we tell the staff you have to keep it a secret. We lock the theater doors because we're all working in the offices, so we lock the theater doors. And even though our box office is open on Tuesdays and Thursdays, we try to keep everything quiet so nobody will hear anything.
Right.
So the box office was open, and they're rehearsing.
You hear Sammy, like, whispering, I can't drive.
Yeah. Hey, Sammy, someone's coming up the parking lot.
I can't drive.
Yeah. Were you guys in the office, like, listening to Sammy Hagar rehearse?
Oh, sure. We have speakers.
Oh, that's so friggin' cool.
Yeah, that's one of the perks.
Well, you keep a good secret, because we had you on Thursday. You didn't say a word.
Was he good at poker?
No, but it's funny. I guess I can say this now, but when we had Brian Wilson once rehearsing, we were listening to it, because we're all of us are Beach Boys fans.
Yeah.
He was so off tune, it was unbelievable.
Oh.
So I go backstage to the manager, who I know very, very well, and I go, does he sing like this normally? I mean, he's not on tune. He goes, he's got backup singers.
Oh.
I go, oh.
And they sing over him.
Interesting.
Yes. He's mouths it out.
And I guess there's something called auto-tune, which helps get you on.
That's tune. How a lot of folks have careers now.
Yeah,
Justin Bieber, people like that, yep.
Yeah, wow. So that helps also get them. Because as you get older, it's harder to reach certain notes.
Of course.
And Brian's near 80, so it was interesting to hear them rehearse.
Were they, Sammy Hagar, was he, they were rehearsing the exact same set they played, or were there a few songs that they didn't play?
No, they rehearsed, they went through a dress rehearsal on Thursday, actually.
Wow,
a dry run.
Dress rehearsal. I've seen that a number of times. They don't stop. Even if it's a mistake, they keep going on. I've seen Fleetwood Mac do it. I've seen Sammy do it. I've seen Van Halen do it. with David, not with Sammy. And they just continue on as if they know they screwed up. It doesn't matter. They go to the next song. They
because if they're
on.
If they're in front of an audience,
they say, "Hang on, wait, stop."
They have to
stop.
Do it.
Got to do it again. Hold it. Sorry.
So I noticed a couple of those moments during the show.
There was one. Yeah.
Why Can't This Be Love? There was a real awkward changeover.
Right.
And they all just looked at each other and smiled. They're just having a good time. They're like, "Yeah, we screwed up."
Hey, shrugged it off.
You
keep
folks
going.
Are playing this. Look, shut up. Yeah.
Yeah, you know, it's sort of like your first show, second show, flubs, I guess is what you could call it.
We all know
eventually
that
get it down.
Yep. Yeah.
But it's raw, and I always like seeing opening shows because it's a band that's a real band. It's not super rehearsed. So I happen to like to go to opening shows of tours, actually.
Cool. I enjoyed it, too. And there was this kind of like Rat Pack vibe between Michael Anthony and Sammy Hagar exchanging jokes and... Why can't I drink?
Yeah.
You know, it was a little bit of that Rat Pack feel.
They adore each other.
It was a party.
They really do, and it comes through. And,
yep, you see it.
They're just so happy to play music, and it's just a real good energy. And there was this vibe where it just felt like Sammy Hagar's playing in your backyard.
Yeah. Really was. Had a nice feel to it.
It's very unrehearsed initially. And then it gets over-rehearsed by the time the tour ends.
Oh. Right. So we were lucky to have that. How do you get them to do the first show? Is that something they ask you, or do you ask them?
No. They come to us generally first, but I've done a lot of opening shows for not only because of my relationship with artists like Springsteen, and who lives in Jersey and his managers live in Connecticut. So they don't want to open up in New York or Boston or New Jersey. They want to open up in a burb. That if something flubs up, it doesn't get out all over the news.
Okay.
And secondly, we generally give them the venue for free.
Oh.
And as long as we get a date. And that's how do you get shows to Connecticut? One of the reasons is we give them free rehearsal time.
Nice.
Wow.
And
that's
so
brilliant. That's cool.
Yeah, so they rehearse for 3 days. We have another band rehearsing coming up in the fall, but we gave them free rehearsal time. And they're going to open up their tour in Connecticut.
Cool.
If you went to Sammy at the Hartford Healthcare Amphitheater on Friday, you saw something that no Van Halen fan has ever seen before, and I didn't think it was possible. But you heard Ain't Talking About Love sung by Michael Anthony.
Yeah, that was amazing.
It blew everyone away.
Raise
that
your
was
eyebrows.
The loudest. The crowd was pumped and excited. But when that song ended, you could hear us across the sound.
Right.
It was nuts.
And we understood the lyrics, too. They were correct.
That is true.
He has a really good voice. It's sort of like the Taylor Hawkins thing.
Yeah.
He's not a lead singer.
Yeah.
But he's got the greatest backup sing. And if he could be a lead singer, but when you have Sammy or David as your lead singer, you're not going to be the lead singer of the band. But, boy, those backup vocals really sound great. And when Michael left Van Halen, they didn't lose only the lead singer. They lost a great backup singer.
The harmonies.
Yeah, the harmonies, the high parts of the harmonies.
I remember when
Sammy Hagar got into Van Halen, he says, well, I'm going to be hitting higher harmonies now because Sammy can sing high. So now Michael's got to sing above Sammy.
Mm.
Yep.
Yes, you're right.
Oh, we found that audio of me asking Bozzy Friday about the rumor that Sammy was rehearsing at the Oakdale.
So I got the full question so you can hear the pause.
Okay.
But Tom, who's traveling with the band, told me that they were rehearsing at the Oakdale yesterday. Is that true?
I was at the Oakdale yesterday and I heard nothing.
Oh, okay.
I'm no rat.
I love that guy.
Listen, we do rehearsal sometime at Oakdale. You know where our offices are and you know where the theater is. So, right. But I normally would hear, especially their kind of music, I think I would hear it, you know?
he's good.
He did not lie.
He's good, no. Yeah, he didn't.
But there are speakers.
I love that.
How do I answer this question?
Anything coming and working
on? I shouldn't be saying this. We really have nothing extraordinarily special going on sale this weekend. As I said, we're really into the business of trying to sell tickets and not announce new shows because we have so many shows going on sale. But I have locked up Judas Priest for Oakdale.
Nice.
Yeah.
So I'm very happy about
that. Beautiful.
So that is all locked up, and we'll announce it next week, the date and everything like that.
What a
venue. I think
we're
announcing on Tuesday. Yeah,
cool.
So, and so I'm really excited about that.
What a venue to see them.
Priest's
wow.
Awesome.
Great what a show. Treat.
Yep.
And it will be a couple of weeks before they get into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Nice.
Yes.
Oh, man.
Butts up nicely.
As I said to you, I think earlier, I used my vote as a way to help get them into Oakdale. I told them I voted for them, and that worked.
That is cool.
Right? I didn't even lie. I really did vote for them.
Yeah, they're
I
like,
might lie and get them in.
You had me at hello.
What was the question we had for Jimmy?
Yeah, our buddy Joel has been calling the last couple of weeks and asking, and he knows that outdoor at the amphitheater, there's not a lot of comedians, but he was wondering if perhaps at the Xfinity, that would be a possibility for a larger name like a Jerry Seinfeld was someone who he specifically mentioned.
You know what? It's interesting. We always have this concept of do comedians work outside, and I've done Dave Chappelle at Xfinity, and Adam Sandler I've had at Xfinity. But if it rains, is it going to be really funny if you're sitting on the lawn?
That's funny for us.
I just can't imagine laughing really hard at jokes while I'm getting poured on in the rain.
Is that the reason why we don't do we? I say we.
Right.
You.
It's all right.
You.
Every losing show is yours.
Thank you. Appreciate that. Thanks so much. Thank you.
I have them every once in a while.
It's an honor. Thank you.
It's an honor.
Thank you.
We're just happy to be doing something.
Yes.
Even if it's losing.
Right. Which I'm excelling at.
We're trying. We try. We don't always win, but we try. But I don't think it's going to... I'm not really into comedians outdoors. And now it would work. Don't get me wrong. Bridgeport's covered, so it's not... I'm not talking about the Bridgeport Amphitheater, but I'm talking about Xfinity. I can't imagine sitting on the lawn and somebody cracking a joke and pouring rain on me and me laughing.
Right. Like saying you're wet. Yeah.
Yeah. It just doesn't make... So we really concentrate more on Oakdale when it comes to comedy.
Gotcha.
Or Mohegan Sun, something like that.
Great place.
And they're great places to see comedy. So this day in Copley concert history, very special day.
Yes, actually, 19 years, not 19 years ago. It was 19 years ago. It was the last time Van Morrison played Connecticut. It was at Oakdale.
Wow.
With Solomon Burke as the opening act.
Oh,
he sat
awesome.
On a throne. He sat on a throne the whole show.
Very cool.
An actual throner.
Yes, an actual throne.
Like American Standard.
Proverbial throne, right. The actual throne.
Right.
That would have really been ugly. If
he had some dysentery that day.
So that was, and then... 31 years ago, I had at Nassau Coliseum Guns N' Roses, and that was quite an event for me. We also had the Dead at Giant Stadium the same day. So my partner, John Scher, covered the Dead, and I got thrust into a Guns N' Roses situation that was quite interesting. Skid Row, I believe, was the opening act.
Oh, cool.
And after Skid Row played, obviously the band was there, but Axl wasn't there because Axl was in his... part of his career of being late for all shows. It doesn't happen anymore. And I call up. There were no cell phones then. It was 1991. So I had to call up on a regular phone and find out where is Axl, what time. He's still in New York. He was staying, I remember, at the Roosevelt Hotel in New York. I said, well, when is he coming out? And they said, he'll be out there soon. I said, it's Friday. I believe it was a Friday that day in 1991. And I said, the LIE, the Long Island Expressway, is going to be a mess. He'll never get out here in time. So, well, it's the only thing we could do. So I decided I'm going to send a helicopter. So I call up Island Helicopter, who I was still in business. I used them at Watkins Glen 25 years earlier. And I said, can you fly to the East, I think it's the East River Heliport. And they flew the plane to the East River Heliport, and Axl gets out there with his security guard, and he gets on the helicopter with the security guard, and I get a call that they can't take off. The security guard weighs 300 pounds, and the helicopter has to be better balanced. So I go, oh, my God, now I can't get him up in the helicopter. So I get a hold of the security guard to a telephone. Again, these are all paid telephones now I'm dealing with. And he said, I said, you can't take off with you on the plane. So he says, well, Axl won't go out without me. So I said, okay, I'll give you $1,000 if you get on the plane, say everything's okay, and all of a sudden get off and tell the helicopter pilot to take off without you, and I'll have a car pick you up and take you out there. And when you get out here, I'll give you $1,000. So he goes, oh, for $1,000, I'll do that.
Nice. Sold them out.
So Axel, he gets off. The helicopter flies out to Nassau Coliseum, lands at Nassau Coliseum, and Axel is extremely pissed over this whole thing. So I'm standing there. I don't know that. So I'm standing there, and Axel comes in, and I'm so happy to see Axel. Hey, it's great you're here. And he goes, where the F is the promoter? And I go,
let me find him. Hang on.
I said, I don't know where he is.
I'll go find him for you. He's a really big guy.
I said, I'll find out where. What's wrong? He goes, my security guard got left in New York. I go, oh, my God, that's terrible. How'd that happen? So he goes storming to the dress room, and then the road manager, who I knew real well, comes out and says, Axel wants to see you. I said, I can't see him. I just lied to him. I said, it wasn't me. So I sent in somebody acting, saying it was me to deal with Axel, and Axel purposely waited another 45 minutes inside his dress room just to piss me off and not go on stage.
Wow.
And but eventually got on stage at about midnight.
Oh.
How does that work for a venue? How do you keep everyone there? How do you, isn't that against rules and all that stuff?
Well, it's not against the rules, but if you've ever been to a Guns N' Roses show when Axl was late, it was an exhibition of women lifting up their shirts, and the cameras would come around and shoot everybody, all the women lifting up their shirts.
Right, it was an exercise, yeah.
Yeah, and so the audience didn't mind at all. They didn't care if Guns N' Roses ever got on.
Right, Axl came on stage and went, boo.
So that was what ended up happening, and it was the best opening act I've ever had, actually, was the women picking up their shirts. The audience loved it more than anything.
Do you remember you had Guns N' Roses at the New Haven Coliseum, and they came out on couches and acoustic guitars and did a lot, reconstructed a lot of their songs and did them acoustically. And then they left the stage during intermission. They brought out all their electric gear, and then they came out and just kicked everyone's ass.
Yeah, ripped it. It wasn't it great? I know. That was fabulous. I remember very, very well.
In the Coliseum.
Wow.
Yes. It was just great how they kept it quiet for the first part of the show, and then they came back out, and it was explosive.
Nuts.
That sounds great.
Nuts. Nuts.
Never saw them.
Just one of the great memories of the New Haven Coliseum there. Friends of Jimmy, done, right?
That's done. Not open. Not open. We're sold out. We'll reopen in the fall, probably.
Okay. So keep that in the back of your mind for, you know, like
the
holidays, gifts.
Right.
Gifts for yourself. All right, Jimmy, thank you very, very much. Thanks for the Judas Priest info. Very excited about
that. Thank you so much.
Yep, I never said a thing.
No, of course not. No. Who is this? Who is this?
Don't even know what we're talking
about.
Have you
seen Jimmy?
Yeah. Talk to you next week.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.